Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about why we have leash laws. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Christine Calder, Mississippi State University College of Veterinary Medicine Behavior Resident. Christine, according to Animal People newspaper, 1.2 million dogs were killed on U.S. roads, whether it was because of chasing a car, a ball, a cat, a squirrel, or other animals, and more than 5.4 million cats were hit and killed. This is just what was reported, too. So, what does this say about us as pet lovers and owners and the need for us to maybe do a better job at keeping our pets as well as other humans safe?
Hi, Amy. This is concerning that so many animals are being killed on roads or injured, and it really tells us that leash laws or keeping our animals confined to our yards is really important to help to reduce the incidences of them getting injured or even killed on the roads.
Right, and a lot of times the thing that we don't think about is the most important thing, and that's human safety.
Correct. You know, these animals, they may not have vaccines or they're not on heartworm prevention or parasite prevention. And therefore, if they're out and running free, they could potentially bite someone, a child, a person. And some of these dogs, if they're not vaccinated, especially for rabies, there are certain diseases that can be transmitted to humans. Also, they can transmit certain parasites that they might have in your yard or certain diseases to other pets. And so, you know, we really do need to be careful because really any dog can have the ability to bite in any situation. And so even though the dog may look safe or we may think it's not going to bite, it is very possible that they could.
And 4.5 million people have been bitten, according to the CDC, and those are just the ones that have been reported.
That is correct. And the majority are children. So children are at high risk. They don't necessarily know how to read proper body language that these dogs may be showing, and adults as well. And so dogs do give us some warnings, but sometimes they do not. And so the concern is that someone could get injured or another animal, you know, people walking their dogs, following the leash laws and walking their dogs on a leash, are at risk if a stray dog were to come running up to them or a loose dog were to come running up to them while they're walking their dog. That dog could get bitten, and that can be very traumatic for the dog that's on the leash.
Right, that does sound extremely dangerous. So, of course, everyone having their pet on a leash or fenced in a fenced in yard is definitely important. What about folks who think their dogs are harmless? They always say, oh, their dog won't bother or harm anyone. Isn't this a dangerous assumption?
Yes, it can be a very dangerous assumption because, you know, once again, any dog has the ability to bite in any situation. And we don't know what that dog would do if it came upon another dog or a cat. And so it's very possible that someone could get injured, even if we do think our pet is harmless.
Okay, so what about pets that jump on other people, like the elderly or a pregnant woman or people on crutches? That adds to the importance of keeping our dogs on leashes.
Yes, it does. Because, you know, even if our dog is just playful, and many of these dogs are, they've got a lot of energy and they run up to a person, and especially an elderly person or a pregnant woman, you know, they could jump on them and knock them down and injure them in that way. You know, not necessarily from a bite, but just from being over-exuberant with these people.
Yes, that's a very good point. Now, what do leash laws mean to us? I understand there is a leash law in Starkville, Mississippi, here in the area. Where can we go for more information about laws in our area?
Leash laws are important, and for us, you know, they are there to keep us safe. They're there to keep other animals safe, and they're there to keep the animals themselves safe. So they're really important laws to have. And if you want more information, I know that the Oktibbeha County Humane Society has a flyer that they send out every year, and they have a copy, as well as the police department, I'm sure, has a copy.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Christine Calder, College of Veterinary Medicine Behavior Resident. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.